Adult Recovery Local Schools Board of Education held their regularly scheduled meeting on Tuesday, June 17th in the high school community room. To begin the meeting, the board recognized nearly two dozen students that received perfect scores on their end of state tests this past spring. We certainly would like to congratulate those students again and thank them and their families for coming to the meeting this week. Board members also received several administrative reports from our building principals and district treasurer. Board received an update regarding the district's liability insurance for next year. We're provided an overview of various financial appropriations, and we're given the opportunity to review and approve the monthly financial reports. Additionally, the board heard reports from our building principals outlining a variety of student programs this summer, including summer school, Camp Laugh-A-Lot, and we're given an update on several summer maintenance projects and cleaning. The elementary and middle school HVAC replacement project is well underway, and all required materials have arrived and should be on track for completion prior to school starting. In personnel moves, the board hired three new teachers for the upcoming school year. Fort Recovery graduates Abigail Bowers and Kaya Bruns were hired for the elementary, as well as Salina graduate Nicole Fennig in the high school. We welcome them to the district and are excited to have them for this upcoming school year. The board also approved bowling as an official sport for this upcoming season, and this is a little bit of a change from previous years, as these teams previously participated as a club sport in the district, so we are definitely excited about that change. Additional action items include approving school lunch costs for this school year, which do include some small increases, setting preschool tuition, hiring several athletic supplemental contracts, and approving the bus driver handbook. Lastly, the board also approved several substitute bus and van drivers for the upcoming school year, and we are very appreciative of those individuals for helping us out. So if anyone listening is interested in being a bus or van driver for the district, please don't hesitate to contact the school, as those positions are always in great demand. The next Board of Education meeting is scheduled for Monday, July 21st at 6:30 p.m. in the high school community room. Thanks, and go Indians.